This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Kit Daniels, if you just joined us, one of our great writers at Infowars.com, came in and said, you know, I think this Antifa sign really was printed by them and that they really do support pedo behavior. And he said, but who printed the sign saying no pedo bashing? You know, Walmart won't print Confederate flags. General Kelly's in trouble for saying that Robert E. Lee was an honorable man. They wanted him to be he was the head of West Point. They wanted him to be the head of the Northern Army. And he didn't get in the war at the first until the North committed war crimes. And then he led the South. Nothing to do with slavery. Like, he said slavery was a horrible thing and tried to get rid of it decades before. But again, reality doesn't matter. Meanwhile, no pedo bashing. Who prints signs for NAMBLA? NAMBLA is accepted in the UN. The John Birch Society and Lord Monckton and other groups aren't. That's their agenda. We keep telling you that's their agenda. And you notice now it keeps coming out. The deputy pope has been busted. It just goes on and on and on. And now Harvey Weinstein underage. And now Kevin Spacey didn't deny 14-year-old. By the way, I forgot to even get to this. Daily Mail got an exclusive interview and photos. Let's show it. My father was a pedophile Nazi, a child rapist Nazi. Type in Kevin Spacey, child rapist Nazi. And his father raped him and his brother and dressed like Hitler. And that Kevin, his older brother, tried to protect him, but that Kevin was like an empty vessel and just basically became his father. You cannot make this up. Just type into the search engine, Kevin Spacey, child raping Nazi. Click news, and it'll come up. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's completely insane. It's hard to believe, but it's the reality of what's going on in this world. Tell you what, let me punch it up. Well, let me have control of this TV. I'll punch it up. It's no big deal. I can pull it up. I did whole videos. There it is, exclusive. Kevin Spacey's father was a Nazi child rapist who hated Jews and sexually abused his own son for years, and their mother knew, claims actor's brother. And this is how the pedophiles reproduce. They don't have children. They abuse your children, wreck them, bring them into the child pedo cult, and then teach them how to lure in children, how to control it, how to threaten people, how to be fake, how to be a good actor, how to get the kids in the ice cream truck. Because I think if you investigate people's parents and who Hollywood brings in, look at that psycho. I've always said Kevin Spacey is a total psychopath. I mean, just look at that. There is nothing home there except fake confidence, just like Hillary Clinton. Here, let me do a fake psychopath face for you. I can do it all day long. I refuse to do it. Hey, how's it going? You bet. Hey, I'm a confident guy. I'm Kevin Spacey. Yes, I'm Kevin Spacey. I love the children, and I love Hollywood. And we are the mark of liberalism and of culture. We're going to run the arts, and Nickelodeon and MTV is going to teach your children, and Kesha is going to teach your children how to worship Satan, how to wear teeth around her neck, how to cut yourself. Cut yourself for Satan. Show Satan how much you want to die and how much you hate Jesus and how much you love your mommy. I'm Kevin Spacey, playing a tough guy psychopath when all I've ever done is really been daddy's little boy. Daddy taught me how to do it, and I'm going to do it a lot, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Because I'm Kevin Spacey. Oh, I forgot. He's in a new video. Kevin Spacey's in a new video for the Clinton Foundation, which is a known child kidnapping operation. Ah, they're so liberal, though, when they get your children in those basements. So liberal.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
I kill my kids.
The white f***ing trans f***ing male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't deserve it. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortion fees?
I pay for them.
Really?
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
These that's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Shepard Ambellus is our guest for the rest of the hour. I've known you for a good 10 years or so. I helped promote some of the films that you and Jason Burmes have put out. But I wanted to get him in studio, because he's a fellow Austinite, because he, at IntelHub.com, has laid out just the incredible story of what really happened in Vegas and the cover-up. I, myself, have information from sources that I'm not at liberty to talk about. Unfortunately, I've been involved with lawyers. I've been involved with witnesses. I'm just going to leave it at that. I had to sign non-disclosures. So let's just say I know a lot more about Vegas than we even have so far said. And I'm a journalist. I wear that hat when I'm not being a pundit or ranting. And so if I say I'm not going to talk about something when somebody gives me intel, if I'm not allowed to at a later point, I won't. But let me tell you, it happened a month ago. It happened on October 1st, a month ago exactly. And it's got all the telltale marks of Antifa / ISIS connections, gun running, you name it all, a nexus point. Our law enforcement sources told us there were multiple shooters and that he had been had visitors and he'd been at the hotel longer. And all the things that have come out now, that there was Antifa literature that he traveled to the Middle East. I said that October 2nd, and then later it all came out. There's a huge cover-up. They admit there's a cover-up. The timelines are all different. But Shepard has dug into this at IntelHub.com. His stories on InfoWars.com have been linked by Drudge and have really helped expose the fact that we're being lied to. We know we're being lied to, Shepard, but up front, your best analysis, your best theories, we know we're being lied to, but your best theories on what could be going on, because this is still open. They don't give us any motive. and then get into some of the other new anomalies and things that are just so bombshell. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Alex. It looks like the same type of operation that we saw during 9/11. We're seeing some anomalies in the flight data, in the radar data. We also know that there was at least some kind of preparedness drill going on at the hospital over there. And I have not totally confirmed that there was a drill going on at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival.
What about ambulances 8/10 of a mile away by the dozens, at least 15, loading people in stretchers out of Hooters?
Absolutely. Multiple shooters, multiple locations.
And we've had all the acoustic SEAL Team 6 leaders, Green Berets, Delta Force, acoustics experts. There's two different types of firearms overlapping. It's not echoes.
Absolutely. And what we're looking at now is all the flight records. We're looking at communications that the local airport tower had, where they literally said that there was shooters, plural, on the runway, on the airport property, that they were trying to round up. These flight records are really interesting. If you can
scroll down,
if you can look at all these videos, you know, if you people out there looking into these videos, you're noticing things, you're seeing things. If you really take a look at these flight records, they're really revealing. Between 9:40 and 9:41 p.m. that night, October 1st, three Airbus EC-130 helicopters, they're owned by Mustang Leasing LLC. Now, I'm not saying anyone's involved in anything. I'm just reporting on what happened. They took off from their location at 6075 South Las Vegas Boulevard, which is also a Maverick Helicopters location. Mustang Helicopters, Mustang Leasing, Maverick Helicopters, Maverick Aviation Group, they're all connected. this company owns about 47 of these EcoStar E-130 aircraft. About 20 of them are in Vegas. They run tours around.
And you're bringing them up. We're not saying they're involved. We're just simply saying people did report firing out of helicopters.
Exactly. So it's important. These helicopters took off at 9:40. They headed north. They looped around. There was a group of three of them. They cost $3.2 million each. They employ quiet technology on their tail rotor. Just saying. They coincidentally, they came into a hover just over by the Mandalay about 9:50 p.m. Okay, that's 15 minutes before the shooting. Now, where they went into a hover at is exactly, if you were at the Route 91 venue and you were looking over toward the Mandalay Bay, toward the Delano Towers, and you were looking in between those towers, you would see just right in between those towers.
Corridor.
These helicopters literally came to a hover at 10 till the hour, right in that sliver, and then their transponders went dark.
Oh.
Now, coincidentally, the shooting, I've checked into this. I've grabbed video. I mean, I have over 400 hours, maybe near 500 hours into this shooting investigation already.
By the way, that's why you're here. You've been the most prolific. You've broken so much of it, and it just goes on and on. Them lying, saying he didn't check in 3 days before, then he did. We broke that. Shooting inside the hotel, other hotels, dozens of witnesses. And now a bunch of witnesses have died.
Yeah.
I mean, 28-year-old women, couples, their cars are blowing up. I mean, wow.
Everyone's turning up dead now. It's very suspicious. But where these helicopters stopped, these three helicopters stopped in this very key airspace area. They actually hovered right over the roof of part of the Mandalay over by the aquarium. There's this little oval-shaped roof section that they were hovering over. Now, their transponders went dark. Now, the shooting did start at 10:05 p.m., like they said.
Did the helicopters come back later over the top of the building?
Well, listen now. These helicopters went dark. I think that they may have stayed there in a hover through the duration of the shooting. There's actually, you can see this on video, and I can show you guys where you can find this. And
I'm sure they were just watching the concert.
Oh, yeah. But
we should talk to them as witnesses. whoever was on those helicopters should come forward so we just find out what they saw that night.
Exactly. People are having trouble getting anything out of this helicopter company and this and that. Now, the FAA and the company that logs the flight data says they have no explanation for this next aircraft that I'm going to tell you about.
Oh.
So those three aircraft went dark. Now, at 10:22, an airliner masking itself as Southwest Airlines Flight 4119. We know this is actually a helicopter masking itself as an airliner.
That's not suspicious.
This radar blip appeared just south of the Mandalay at 10:22 p.m.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back. And if you're a TV viewer, you can see all these graphs and everything. Science and technology is amazing. We have recordings by the FAA of all of this. And we're just looking at anomalies because this is an open case and, you know, trying to talk to the witnesses. And I wonder why this stuff really never happens unless it's 9/11 or something like this. Why transponders are turned off, fake transponders. These are a lot of times federal crimes. So we just want to find out exactly why there were so many glitches and hopefully talk to the folks that were witnesses.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hoplite Armor, the most advanced armor systems ever worn by man. Hoplite Armor, owned and operated by veterans, patriots, engineers, and industry experts. Hoplite Armor, developer of the world's first hard armor shoulder plate and one of the first to sell direct to civilians. Lightweight, affordable, certified by NIJ, and 100% made in America. Buy direct from HOPLITEArmor.com or 855-ARMOR-01. Use discount code 2017 for 10% off. Hoplite Armor, God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And Shepard Ambellus, who's also a big researcher into globalist pedophile rings, you name it, amazing work over the last decade. I used to read something that was crazy, and so much of it's now turned out to be true. So Shepard is a deep researcher. A little bit later in the hour, we'll get into Kevin Spacey. I mean, I was just in here a few weeks ago with the producer of An Open Secret about the hundreds of convicted pedophiles who are producers, who are directors, who still direct children's films, and special laws they have written in California to let them do that. Only for California. I mean, this is crazy stuff. An Open Secret banned off Twitter. They've been there for 6 years. Banned off Twitter. Permanently banned. They're going to be joining us tomorrow. That's the Open Secret film. It's the Open Secret site that's been banned. And it is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier, where they're unable to get their information out. And the censorship is just intensifying everywhere. And you've got Weinstein, all of it coming to a head. This is a war going on. I want to get back into some of the anomalies and things we're looking at in Vegas. But just as a prelude to what's coming up, what is your view on the deep state war? How obvious it is they're trying to sabotage the Trump recovery. I didn't jump on some Trump bandwagon. He jumped on the liberty bandwagon all of us have created of rediscovering freedom. And I believe he isn't out to get us. I believe he really does want justice. That's why they're hating him. And look at the economy coming back, and look at the total war and how crazy this is. We're beginning to win, but we can't be too confident. We've got to be watching our six.
Well, Trump would just be going out there doing everything he could right now, which he is, but they're not really letting him, Alex, is what they're doing is basically, you know, tying his hands behind his back. I knew this early on, like with the healthcare thing. I knew that the Republicans weren't even going to let Trump get anything he wanted. You know, they were just going to stall him out. You know, the same, all these characters are basically working against him. So you got one guy, his team, and then you got the whole entire deep state that's inserted into the government. They've sprinkled themselves in. They're basically full opposition to anything.
And they brag that they're in opposition and going to stop the recovery. I mean, it's so treasonous.
Yeah. Well, they don't care at this point. They all think they're above the law, which primarily they are. I mean, we've seen it for years and years with every single thing that's happened, every conspiracy
that's come true,
every scandal, everything's come true. Yeah. And you know, they keep operating and they're just going to go ahead and do it. They're just going to blatantly do this. They control everything. They have everything wrapped up. They have the FBI wrapped up, the CIA, the NSA, basically all the intelligence agencies. Really, people shouldn't really think of intelligence agencies like a U.S. intelligence agency, like the CIA.
No, they're big crime networks now.
Exactly. And it's more like the globalists. You know, they
infiltrated us.
Yeah, they have.
These are globalist infiltration nodes. It's not that the CIA or FBI is all bad people. It's at the command and control top. Their tentacles in to control us.
Exactly. And, you know, they're going to keep doing it until someone stops them. And
Trump is standing against them, and he's gotten a lot done. And I think, let's get into motive, and we'll get back into your incredible stuff in the next segment on the airline and the helicopters. And I looked at the data. It's amazing. Unprecedented anomalies. Why do you think Vegas happened? I mean, what was the real motive that's being hidden from us? I mean, I happen to know, but I can't tell you. Go ahead.
Well, it could be that they basically want to create all of these incidents, this panic, so that ultimately they can take us to the next level. This is a next level thing that they've basically created. It's like the next level 9/11. And, you know, I've talked to people. I've talked to some drivers in Vegas. You know, one came forward and said he knows for a fact that the FBI made 30 reservations at Blue Green Club 36, which is over by the Mandalay, on the Thursday prior to the shooting. The same amount of people also came in after the shooting on that Tuesday. So somehow
was it a gun deal that went bad?
It looks like it could have been, and more often than not, we see the FBI always in on these things where, you know, they're supposedly tracking these criminals, but somehow they let something happen. They don't ever like stop.
It's like Fast and Furious. And by the way, when you have the new JFK documents out where the CIA was staging terror attacks and wanting to stage terror attacks to take our liberties and give them an excuse to be in the country, that's in the new Trump release documents. When you've got Fast and Furious, CBS confirmed it was staged to blame the Second Amendment. I don't want to hear we can't ask if this is a false flag to take our guns by criminal groups when they've got a history of doing it. Well, it's like you got a child molester living on your street, and then your child gets molested, and they say it's that neighbor, and they're like, how dare you say that when they're a convicted child molester?
I had the same problem when I was going through these flight records. We know that in 9/11, they had all sorts of transponder issues. They were running drills. You know, I found some of these anomalies in the Vegas shooting right during those same minutes. There's some very suspicious activity in these flight records. And, you know, I almost didn't want to believe it. I had to go and check them 10, 20 times because it's the same footprint every time, Alex. It's the same footprint.
And they always add as much confusion as possible so nobody, even the investigators, can't figure it out. They'll just do random weird stuff. It's simply incredible. We're going to go to break and come back and start at the beginning on the helicopters, the airplanes. They admit supposedly it's an airplane, but it's not. It's a helicopter. I mean, just a lot of weirdness going on that night, and then hit the other angles of it and then open the phones up for people that want to talk about Vegas. If you're one of the still living witnesses, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, specifically on this topic, 877-789-ALEX. I haven't figured out everything about it. I've just talked to some of the witnesses and some of the people involved confirming it, and it just gets so weird. It's like down the rabbit hole, Tea Party stuff. It's just cuckoo land, and it's definitely not one guy, and it just sounds like some kind of – this isn't from my sources, but it sounds like some kind of weird PCP nutball space cult or something, man. There's a lot of people involved, like end-of-the-world stuff, and they think they're going to bring it in. It's like Helter Skelter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whacked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
and the feds don't even know how to deal with it because it's just so whacked out.
There's too many elements. There's too much to it, and there was too much going on at once that made it really a bizarre event.
It's like a big art production, folks. Okay, it's a ritual. Most big mass murders are. It's a ritual.
Well, yeah, we know they're all into all sorts of rituals. You know, the occult.
Well, look at what's there, the pyramids, the Sphinx.
People have even have found some interesting symbolism on the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival website ahead of time. So, I mean, all of this.
You got stuff. People running around saying, get out of here, you're dead in 45 minutes. That's been confirmed.
Yeah.
The feds took hundreds and hundreds of cell phones and deleted what was on them.
Not to mention.
Why would you want evidence to find out who did it?
Well, not to mention there's a bunch of high-profile crimes going on in Vegas right now. There was a Point Break style robbery. They're going in and robbing these cell phone stores for some reason. And there's also a bunch of other high profile gun robberies, gun stores that have been robbed lately as well. And, you know, it's looking like either something's going on with some cells or something, but I don't know exactly.
Here's the deal. The globalist left are a bunch of Satanist pedophiles. They're getting ready to make their big move. It's the 100-year anniversary of the Bolsheviks. The same people are about to hit us. Yeah. Everybody better be ready. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they are. They want to kill people. They want to rape your kids. And I don't say that for effect. I mean, they're bad people, okay? And we don't understand it because we're not into that. We got to stop them. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness But with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Shepard Ambalis, that I've known for 10 years and worked on films with, has done really incredible deep research on every angle of what happened in Vegas. He'll be with us a little bit the next hour. He's also written a lot about the pedophile empire that runs D.C., London, New York, L.A. You don't get in the club unless you like to rape children. That's just entry level. So when they're raping women and full-grown men and walking up and grabbing, you know, football players by the genitals, that's just how they shake your hand in Hollywood. And the media like, oh, Jones, has it happened to him now? Yeah, it happened. It happened 3 times. And it wasn't even done sexually. It's like an act of dominance. So You've got Meryl Streep and all these people defending Roman Polanski that kidnapped and raped a 13-year-old girl and got convicted. You've got all these other people bringing in directors that have raped 12-year-old children and 9-year-old children, and they're given Disney programs by Harvey Weinstein. Mike Cernovich is flying back from Columbia University, where he was last night. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and others came out and chanted and called for him to be banned. They're anti-free speech, just like when we have our events here in Austin. They show up with big black pieces of tar paper and try to put it up in front of us. And they had a big professional sign that they were marching with. It was at the front. That said, no white supremacy, no pedo bashing, no Mike Cernovich. And it's got Namble and all the groups here. And they look like central casting Antifa. We've identified some of these folks now this morning as being part of Antifa in that area. They've all got their professional-made signs because they're a cult. So they don't let you in the group unless it's all pre-approved by their communist controllers. And I'm serious. We've shown that at Berkeley, where there's whole rooms of communist controllers as well at bookstores and things running them from afar. So Mike Cernovich went to speak. He was able to speak. They blocked folks at Berkeley like himself and Ann Coulter and others and Milo. And so they're marching with this sign. People say, oh, is this a joke? No, the New York Times, the Washington Post, major clothing designers, the UN, NAMBLA, all these groups, Salon's written, what, 5 articles saying pedophilia is not a bad thing at all. So it's here. This is the next thing to come out of the closet. Bestiality, everything. And so Mike Cernovich, we're going to play this video and get your take on it. I know you're about to board another airplane. Here is a clip. Right now, not just the photo that's gone mega viral with millions and millions of views just at Cernovich's own Twitter and at Real Alex Jones, but the video itself, people thought it was photoshopped. No, it wasn't. Here it is.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
Vicious groups that will attack you if you're not part of their cult. They will not let anybody get up there with a sign unless it's pre-approved. I've been attacked by them. You've been attacked by them. Millie and Gavin have been attacked. All of our crew have been attacked. Rob Dew, you name it. They are a cult. It's all pre-approved. What they chant is pre-approved. So I believe this was probably real. Mike Cernovich, it's just par for the course. Give us your take.
Right. I was getting messages. I was at dinner, actually, and I was getting people messaging the picture of it, and I'm not surprised to get a left relationship with pedophiles and their pro-pedophile position. But now the media is trying to claim that it was a false flag sign, which I think is interesting because anytime somebody has a sign at a Trump rally, the media goes, oh, there is no false flag. And those are all real. Those are all real. But now the media is saying, well, no, this is a false flag protest. So I'm actually inviting members of the media to come on to InfoWars and talk about their theory about false flag protests, because I think it would be a good conversation to have.
Oh, that's a great point, because they say false flags don't exist, conspiracy doesn't exist, unless they're charging Paul Manafort for it.
Exactly. So there are no conspiracies, nobody false flags, nobody would go to a Trump rally and start a fight just to make Trump look bad. No, that's all true. You know, poop swastikas, that's all true.
Well, we know Kevin Spacey and all these elites, it's all coming out, this whole pedophile empire. Now we learn that one of the main Twitter accounts of Open Secret, a big film they've been suppressing for 3 years, that's being deleted. Corey Feldman has been SWAT teamed. They've tried to run him over with a car. He's being threatened. I mean, this is real. What point have we reached, Mike Cernovich, historically, where they want rights for pedophiles to grab our kids out of their backyards, but then they don't want you to speak? I mean, I think we're reaching a tipping point.
Yeah, and people are waking up, and that is why the media is freaking out today, because they're saying, oh, that sign can't be real or whatever. Well, because they know it's true. Otherwise, why would they care, right? If somebody like that came to my event with a sign like that, somebody would smack the person, and everybody would know it wasn't true because we're anti that. We speak out against that. We were talking about the Hollywood pedophiles long before the Kevin Spacey story broke, long before Weinstein broke. You've been talking about it for decades. So
we've been hammering, you and I, the last 6 months, that the next shoe to drop is pedo-gate, and now it's happened because everybody has the courage now. Everybody's moving against it. Everybody knows about spirit cooking. They tried to use the whole fake Pizzagate thing they created to divert everybody, but that failed.
Right, and they were calling us a conspiracy theory, conspiracy theorists for all this time. Oh, Jones and Cernovich have conspiracy theory about pedophiles in Hollywood. Well, guess what? It was real all the time. And then now the left-wing media, the fake news media, they're the conspiracy theorists claiming that I somehow planted a sign, even though I was trailed by media the whole day yesterday. There was a crew, they're doing a documentary for one of the magazines. But I was with media all day, and yet somehow I was able to go out and put on an Antifa mask and stand and put up a sign or something like that. So they're essentially, the fake news media is trying to just say, we don't want to address the pro-pedophile positions that the media holds, that they advocate and endorse. So we'll just call it a false flag and dismiss it.
That's right. So now, with no evidence, they're saying it's a false flag. What have the Antifa creatures said?
They've refused to disavow that sign, which I think is quite revealing.
Oh, wow.
They should. Yeah. They haven't said, they haven't disavowed it. They haven't said we oppose it. They haven't said that they oppose pedophilia and that they stand against pedophilia. So I would say it's startling, but I'm not surprised.
Sure. I mean, I noticed that you and a bunch of others were reaching out to him last night on Twitter to the local group saying, is this fake or did you know who did it? And they're not disavowing it because the left now, the most hardcore component of it is our children belong to the state. And
I've asked them to disavow. Right. That's the point, Alex. I've asked them to disavow it. And if they would disavow it, then maybe I would believe their false flag conspiracy theories. But they won't disavow it, which is quite revolt. I disavow the Nazis and the idiots and people who are fools. You do the same thing. We don't have any issue with that. So why won't Antifa disavow pedophiles? Why won't the mainstream media disavow pedophiles? Why don't they apologize to you for calling you a conspiracy theorist for talking about Hollywood pedophilia? Why won't they do that? It seems easy, right?
It looks like, though, all the chickens are coming home to roost. Shifting gears briefly, I'm here in an airport and have to go. Mike Cernovich. DangerAtPlay.com. Let me ask you this final question. The whole Mueller thing, is he not the swamp king trying to become the unelected king of America with what he's doing? And do you have any sources or intel on the next shoe to drop?
Well, as I predicted yesterday when Manafort was indicted, I said, actually, this is not a story about Trump and Russia collusion. This is a story about Tony Podesta. Watch for something to happen with Tony Podesta. 3 hours later, after I tweeted that, I had it before anybody. Tony Podesta resigned from the Podesta group, and they're not renaming it. So, yeah, I know what's going on. And actually, so Mueller is trying to make it look like so he can go after Trump harder. He's going to have to pick out some Democrats, too. And Tony Podesta has now lawyered up, quit the Podesta group. They're totally freaking out. They're threatening to sue Tucker Carlson for reporting on it, which I hope Tucker Carlson says good to him. I want Tony Podesta to sue me because I want to get discovery.
I was about to say that is going to create the Streisand effect.
Right.
Oh, I forgot. They deleted the photo, blocked the photo on your Twitter account and others, so they don't want this photo out as well with them marching. It's a real photo. We have the video, too.
Yeah, exactly. They're freaking out about that image, which is amazing and really kind of says it all, that they don't want that image to get out there. They're trying to cover up now the connection between Antifa and pedophiles. And, of course, remember, the FBI recently revealed that Antifa had been connected with ISIS. Members of Berkeley Antifa had traveled to Syria and had trained with ISIS. So Antifa is now connected with ISIS and also with pedophile network.
Wow. Mike Cernovich, I really appreciate you joining us. Glad you were able to exercise your free speech. Most campuses, we know it's now banned. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Twitter.com/CERNOVICH. Thanks, Alan.
That's right. People can find the censored info right there. We'll be right back with the latest intel on Vegas. Stay with us.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Shepherd M. Ellis is our guest. We'll keep him a little bit in the next hour because we injected Cernovich right there in the middle of what we were just breaking down. But just how incredible are the times we're in? It's crazy. And you've got the old deep state, the manipulators, trying to figure out how to get people back under their control, but nothing's working. And every poll, every study, every focus group, every metric, every election around the world shows the idea of offshore globalists running things is over. They always wanted to keep it in the shadows so they could operate, but now it's not in the shadows. There's no putting it back together again. So what will they do? Shepherd, continue. Recap what you were getting into in the flight plans. We're going to some of the other anomalies in Vegas.
Okay, so from all of my research, it really looks like the shooting actually started at 10:05. I was questioning that at first, but I've matched up planes with planes in the background of videos. So I'm really confident the shooting did happen at 10:05. Now, I told you guys about the three Mustang leasing helicopters that took off from the vicinity of Maverick helicopters. They did a loop up around the city, came down, went into a perfect hover back behind Mandalay. If you were at the venue, this would be behind Mandalay, in between the Mandalay and the Delano, in a very specific slip.
And you got some photos. We can put the camera on that and show people.
Well,
we had them earlier where they get right between the two buildings.
Yeah.
And then come in and hover.
Okay, so...
And we'll lay those out. Just lay them down on the table. They can get shots that way.
Okay, so basically these helicopters then turn their transponders off. Now, where it gets weird is I think that it's possible these helicopters hovered there the whole time, but, you know, I'm not going to accuse anyone of anything. Their transponders went dark. But at after the shooting occurred and just at about 10:22, a blip comes up on the radar just south of the Mandalay. It's disguising itself. It is projecting. It's transponding a call sign for Southwest Airlines Flight 4119. It's virtually impossible. It's absolutely impossible because this craft specifically slows down to nearly a stop, makes an abrupt course change to the north where it slowly inches itself forward until it comes into an exact hover exactly over the southwest rooftop of the Delano Hotel.
And this is from the recordings of the radar from the FAA that we're showing people on screen right now, ladies and gentlemen. It comes in like a plane, then flies exactly like a helicopter. And then again, with the transponder of another aircraft. I mean, wow.
Now, we also know there was a guy on top of the Mandalay Bay's roof. He was supposedly a photographer. He was supposedly filming time lapse. He had earbuds. He was wearing earbuds. So security came up there. They told him, hey, he needs to get off the roof. There's been a shooting. Now, this is more around the time of the shooting, and which is very suspicious. But this guy could have acted as a spotter because that craft that literally hovered exactly over the rooftop of the Delano. There's an image in there. You guys might be able to show the Delano imagery where there's that arrow pointing to the corner. But this craft hovered for 1 minute exactly. I mean, this flight radar, when you zoom in, it tracks things to the foot. This thing was hovering at the exact place you would make an extraction from the Delano rooftop, which is connected to the Mandalay Bay through a series of halls and corridors, which there was gunshots fired in those halls and corridors. I have confirmed that.
And by the way, they've admitted that now and changed the timeline over and over again and now admit shooters in the building before and after, and then other hotels, glass blown out, cops shooting men in masks. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it gets even weirder, Alex. So this aircraft, for 1 minute, it is hovering over that exact section of the rooftop in a tight hover. It's facing.
Don't they know it's all being recorded nowadays?
They tried to mask it, but it didn't work. So they mask themselves as an airline. Now what happens is that transponder goes dark. That craft then heads to the west. I know this. I'm assuming this because it's already facing to the west.
You're showing the Flight Trader 24 radar and GPS scans. I mean, it's got it all right there.
So what happens is this craft heads to the west. Now, as it's heading to the west, just before that, 10 minutes prior to that, another group of Mustang leasing helicopters, a group of seven, loop up to the north of the city. They take off from their property, which is by the airport. They go up north of the city, and they get redirected around the shooting to the west a little more, which is where I would assume this craft that actually went dark at that point merged into that line of seven, now making eight helicopters where they then return to base back over by Maverick.
And you've got the seven turned to eight.
Yes. Now, now listen to this, Alex. This police helicopter came down and it missed that craft that possibly made an extraction off the top of the Delano. It missed it by 3 minutes. Now, this police helicopter comes down at 10:40. Now, we're talking after the shooting. We're talking, you know, the shooting ended at 10:50. Yeah. So this thing lands in the Harley Davidson parking lot. Now, this Harley Davidson parking lot literally shares a parking lot with Maverick helicopters. I have video footage with a timestamp of armed mercenaries literally with light machine guns saw M249 saws.
That's on your site. Where is that? I want to show that.
Loading up.
I know you have the articles. They're on IntelHub.com.
Yeah, yeah, try to.
We'll pull up during the break. That's amazing.
There might even be video of it in one of these articles. But so there's a 15-second clip of video, and basically they load it up into this police helicopter. Militarized elements. This is at 10:40 now.
Could have been people looking for more shooters.
Absolutely. But this helicopter goes up at that exact moment. It heads up toward the New York and all of that, and it ends up there at around 11:16, which coincidentally in that time frame, 11:16 to 11:18 p.m. is when they start reporting bullets coming through glass at the Bellagio, New York, and all this stuff.
We got all the witnesses.
What's the chance that this police helicopter loads up mercenaries armed with M249 saw weapons into their helicopter, and they're doing this in the Mustang Leasing LLC Maverick Helicopters parking lot, where three of these helicopters had already hovered over the roof of the Mandalay right before the shooting?
Again, think back from your memory. Your site's got hundreds of articles. I want to see this video. I haven't seen this.
Okay.
What's the article? Think of it.
Gosh, go on YouTube and type in right there. There it is. They got the video.
Good.
So now, Alex, look at this. That craft back there in the background, I've identified this and everything, and I know by flight records that is the police helicopter.
Yeah, I can see it.
Its tail number is N911WY. These mercenaries are loading up. This is at 10:40 p.m., where they then fly around the city a little bit, but then they head up to the vicinity of the New York area over there, and they're in the area when they start getting reports of gunfire at
the
casino.
And that's the thing, is that it's insane, the whole thing. And then one brother's busted for child porn, the other for drugs, the other one's running around like a maniac.
You know, there's more elements to this thing, Alex. I mean, it's not.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to it.
It's not like this Paddock guy carried this out. You know, obviously the sheriff knows that. He's obviously.
And he's changed the story more time than Pinocchio.
Yeah. And you know, the FBI guy is standing right over his shoulder.
Stay there. Let's come back now and move away from all this area and just get into him checked in 3 days before, them lying about it, him shooting down the hallway, other shots fired. Just what is the people being warned? We'll talk about it all. It's important to revisit all of that and other anomalies straight ahead. Before we go any further, listeners, this is hardcore info, and it's groundbreaking information, and it's all financed by your support and the work you do. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm very excited to announce that DNA Force has been sold out for almost 4 months. It's very hard to source the super organic, high-quality pharmaceutical, medical-grade, BioPQQ and CoQ10 and other things. It is back in stock, 25% off, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a limited supply of that, but you're just such great patriots that support us. I want to cut the price. We also have Biome Defense, amazing, super high-quality, highest quality we can produce with top firms of probiotic. That's been sold out for months. That's now back in stock. Limited run of that. And there's a bunch of other sales that are ending today. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Secret 12, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Anthroplex, 50% off. Those have to end today. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Hour number 3 is only 70 seconds away. Please spread the word. It's an act of rebellion against the globalists.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.